Ms. Sarah.
Thank you. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois met yesterday to review the recommended items for this meeting and to receive three excellent presentations. Dr. Susan Keyes presented the appointments of faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. This item represents really routine actions regarding appointments of faculty and staff. The appointment of Don Peterson to Vice Chancellor for Institutional Advancement at Urbana was presented by Chancellor Wise. Chancellor Cook of the Springfield campus presented the appointments of Jeffrey Lorber as Vice Chancellor for Development and the interim appointment of William Miller as Dean, College of Public Affairs and Administration. The provost recommended the elimination of two graduate degrees, the Master of Science in General Engineering at Urbana and the Master of Science in Mathematics and Information Sciences for Industry at Chicago. Both programs are no longer enrolling students. Those business matters were followed by three presentations ranging from UIS student diversity, the context of setting tuition and financial aid, and finally a review of doctoral programs at Urbana. Dr. Lynn Pardee, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs and the Provost, and Dr. Tim Barnett, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Springfield, made a very interesting presentation, Transforming Lives Through Diversity and Engagement, which showed the tremendous increases in diversity and subsequent changes in student life programs the campus has experienced with the introduction of freshman students. Vice President Pierre's presentation, FY 2014 Tuition and Financial Aid Context, provided an analysis of the factors that drive tuition and financial aid costs. The presentation sparked a lively and thoughtful discussion. Our priority must be to preserve the quality of our faculty and students in the face of declining revenues from the state and financial costs that have increased considerably in order to ensure access to students from low-income families. The outcome of doctoral program review was the topic of Provost Adisada's presentation. The review concentrated on student perceptions. Student demand for the degree programs was a critical element in the assessment. From that review, several programs are targeted for closure or restructuring. The campus is closing six doctoral programs and is considering the restructuring of four doctoral programs. That completed our committee meeting. We will meet in January on the 23rd at 8:30 a.m. before the beginning of our retreat. And I would be amiss without mentioning something that definitely has to do with student affairs, and that's the fact that our own Ken Thomas was inducted into the Lincoln Academy last Saturday here at the state capitol. So,
that's my mentee.
That's right. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you, Karen. Congratulations, Ken. Are there any questions of Karen or the committee? Okay. I think we're going to go into the votes then at this point, if that's all right. Before we do that, I just want to apologize to Trustee Lawrence Oliver, who could not make it today. He was aware of this conflict 6 or 7 months ago. We worked hard to try to accommodate that change. There were a series of compensating conflicts from other board members, from hotel availability, from chancellors, the president, the deans, and we had to stick with this date, which was very difficult for Lawrence. He's an incredibly hardworking, fully engaged trustee, very thoughtful and diligent in all that he does, and we're sorry that he's not with us today, and that's really our fault. We're going to take some votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur for the two agendas. One is the regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called the roll call agenda, and we'll do the voice vote agenda.